from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
Feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
The Rich Zeoli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
As white women for Kamala, white Karens for Kamala all come out of the woodwork trying to get the vote out for her and try to help BIPOCs. That's apparently a term for human beings. Who knew? All right. This is what Google did. And I know we're all surprised by this, right? Also, the election corruption in Venezuela. I'll get into that with you as well as the show goes on. But a key Google feature is failing to show results for the attempted assassination of Donald Trump. And it has also sparked a Senate investigation now. So Google users were surprised to discover, according to the New York Post, that the search engine's autocomplete was apparently omitting suggested results related to the assassination attempt against Donald Trump. So if you start to type something in on Google, it will start to autocomplete a search for you. It's a very handy tool, makes life easier, and also helps direct you to what you're looking for. Well, that apparently was turned off for this. That anomaly quickly caught the attention of social media users, including a Texas congressman and Donald Trump Jr., who, by the way, is coming into town with Dom Giordano in September, so make sure you get your tickets for that. They began sharing screenshots of their own examples showing Google search suggestions coming up empty for queries about the deadly Pennsylvania rally shooting. There's no mention of Trump, even when the entire search term, quote, the assassination attempt of, is typed into the Google homepage search bar. So if you start to type in, for example, the assassination attempt of, you would imagine that Google would start to autocomplete that for you and type it in. It's like, you know, if you start to type in a very commonly searched for term, it usually autocompletes or gives you options that are pretty relevant to what you're searching for. And that's a handy thing. It's a handy feature, not done in this case. The Post performed a series of test Google searches with the last names of U.S. presidents who were killed or faced attempts on their lives followed by the letters ASSASSI. So ASSASSI. To see what autocomplete suggested. All right, so they did this with John F. Kennedy, Abraham Lincoln, Gerald Ford, Ronald Reagan, and Teddy Roosevelt. Now, in each instance, a helpful list of recommended search terms related to the attempts on their lives sprang into view. However, when Trump's name was used, autocomplete offered no suggestions whatsoever. Even the keywords Trump assassination attempt yielded no additional terms from Google. Now, why is that? In fact, you could type in the assassination attempt of T-R-U-M, and instead of it coming up for Trump, it'll come up Truman, as in Harry Truman. Google search results still point to news articles about the July 13th shooting. A Google spokesperson told the Post, quote, "There was no manual action taking on these predictions, and that its systems include protections against autocomplete predictions associated with political violence." However, again, if you were to type in the assassination attempt of T-R-U-M, it'll come up Harry Truman. Now, I don't even know, was Harry Truman ever, did they ever even attempt to whack Harry Truman? Did they even try? No, they even tried, right? No. But yet that comes up and not the assassination attempt of Trump. So when you put in the assassination attempt of Harry Truman, out of curiosity, what comes up? Just like a page of crickets? Like, what comes up, Matt DeSantis? Do you know?
I'm going to find out right now.
I mean, he wasn't in the car with Roosevelt when Roosevelt was the assassination attempt that killed the mayor of Chicago that time, right? Truman wasn't. I don't think he was vice president yet. Was he?
No, not yet.
No. So that comes up, but not the assassination attempt of Donald Trump. Interesting. We're working on improvements to ensure our systems are more up to date. Of course, autocomplete is just a tool to help people save time, and they can still search for anything they want to. Following this terrible act, people turned to Google to find high-quality information. We connected them with helpful results and will continue to do so, the spokesperson said. Once word of the oddity spread, it caught the attention of thousands of users who were able to recreate the phenomenon on their own, including Representative Chip Roy of Texas, who wrote, "Can verify alongside a screenshot of his own attempted search." So if you type in, for example, on Google, and they may have fixed it by now, but the assassination attempt of, here's what will come up for you. The assassination attempt of Ronald Reagan, President Reagan, list of attempted assassinations, assassination attempt meaning, the assassination of Archduke Franz, the assassination of Austrian Archduke, the assassination of Archduke Ferdinand, because you know you might be Googling that one, the assassination of Archduke, the attempted assassination of Gerald Ford. Trump Jr. also shared an X post featuring a screenshot of autocomplete results, which he called intentional election interference by the search giant. Big tech is trying to again interfere in the election to help Kamala Harris. We all know this is intentional election interference from Google. Truly despicable. Senator Roger Marshall of Kentucky took to social media to express outrage about the omission, saying he planned to make an official inquiry into Google this week. He said, "Why is Google suppressing the search about the Trump assassination?" By the way, he's going to be on the show tomorrow, right, Matt, if I'm not mistaken?
Yes, at 5:30.
5:30 tomorrow. So look forward to that conversation. "Why is Google suppressing the search about the Trump assassination attempt?" the senator asked. "These are all screenshots from this morning. Has there been a dramatic increase in Truman biographers in the last 2 weeks? Referring to examples of searches included with the post that returned results about Harry Truman instead of Trump. I look forward to hearing their response." Two men in 1950 planned to assassinate Truman, but they never got to the White House. Is that the time they shot up the Blair House? Is that those guys?
I
think that might be that one.
No.
That doesn't matter.
Yeah,
it was 150 freaking years ago. Who's even looking for this? I mean,
it was during the renovation of the White House.
Yeah, they shot the Blair House, right? Across the street from the White House.
Yes.
I believe that's what happened there. That's great. And that may be helpful to know, but I don't think anybody's actually actively searching for that in the moment, in this moment in time. They are searching for details around the Trump assassination, of course. Elon Musk has been all over this, by the way. Elon Musk is hammering Google, as he should, because Google is a joke. And Elon Musk is trying very hard to make sure his platform is as open and as possible. And so Wall Street Silver put out, I did a Google News search about Donald Trump. Google News changed it to Harris Donald Trump and proceeded to show me only news that favors Harris over Donald Trump. That guy posted that at about 2:59 p.m. today. And Elon Musk retweeted it with a ahem, Google. When you do a search only for Kamala Harris in Google News, it doesn't change news about to something else. But if you put in Donald Trump, it does. So Google changes it to reflect positively on Kamala Harris and to try to turn around and show you bad results about Donald Trump. So that's where things are right now. The Trump gunman planned to create a diversion with explosives to escape. This is Congressman Mike McCaul, House Foreign Affairs Chairman. He said on Sunday that the gunman behind the assassination attempt against Trump had wanted to create a diversion with explosives so that he could escape. Remember, whether it's Facebook censoring the iconic photo of Trump with the blood coming down his face, if it's Google suppressing the assassination search results, or if it's just simply that the legacy corporate media is trying very, very hard to get people to talk about something else because they know the assassination attempt helps Trump politically, and that there's a million questions regarding whether or not this was an inside job or not, whether or not somebody on the inside was helpful, considering that other story I share with you is that the SWAT team knew the guy was there for up to 90 minutes before he ever fired a shot, and there was drones flying. He was flying a drone that day as well. But here's McCaul on Face the Nation yesterday, cut 19.
Is it feasible to get a report done on the assassination attempt by the end of this year?
I think so. I went out to the site. I went up to the rooftop. This individual should never have been that close to the president of the United States. It was very, very close. And the fact he even got there in the first place was a failure. It should have been stopped. What's interesting, Robert, is that he had a detonation device on him and two bombs in the car. What his plan was to assassinate the president, create a diversion by blowing up his vehicle on the other side of the property, and then he could escape.
The FBI director described drone reconnaissance during the House hearing. Yes, and thank you. It was Puerto Rican nationals at the Blair House. It was a tough time finding the story, but this is different. I'm reading a different text. My texts are all over the place, but thanks to my buddy John McGrody for filling me in. Yes, Truman, they attacked the Blair House, killed a Secret Service uniform officer, Puerto Rican nationalist. I had forgotten that detail because it happened a long time ago. I'm also not searching for it right now because I'm not writing a book report. Matt DeSantis tells me that, what is this now?
So you sent me the clip of Jamal Truelove, which we played in the first segment of the show today. There wasn't much of a description attached to the original link that you sent me. It was just a tweet with some video. And I wanted to learn more about that story, so I described what was happening in the video, the story that was described in the video. I put it into a Google search, and that engine is pretty powerful. If you get close, it 9 times out of 10 will guess right. This is the 10th time. Basically nothing popped out until I found his name was Jamal Truelove, but I didn't find that on Google. I found that via X.
So Jamal Truelove, the black man who shared his experience of being wrongly sentenced to life in prison by Kamala Harris, you could not easily find that on Google using the search engine because it makes Kamala Harris look like the weaponized prosecutor that she really is.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It could have been just a weird coincidence.
Oh, I'm sure.
I'm not a conspiracy theorist, but it was.
Oh, just a weird coincidence. At what point are you going to acknowledge it's not a conspiracy theorist to say Google manipulates their search engine results?
I think it's pretty clear that they have been.
Here's from Catherine Herridge on X, the FBI director, Christopher Wray, talking about drone reconnaissance and line of sight to the podium. So now this is really interesting. There was an 11-minute drone flight that the assassin, the would-be assassin, used, 11 minutes. There's so many questions still coming out here. And thank God they're going to do this bipartisan investigation. But between the guy being on the roof, the Secret Service, the SWAT team from Butler, PA, having no communications with the Secret Service prior to the shooting, them having the guy in their sights for upwards of 90 minutes, people observing the guy on the ground, and then this drone that he was flying, cut 20.
We have been able to reverse engineer the flight path of the drone from the day of the rally. And that's how we know that for about 11 minutes from, I think it's around 3:50 p.m. to 4 p.m., somewhere in that range, he was flying the drone, and we have the flight path. It's about 200 yards away from where former President Trump would ultimately be speaking. And so that would have primarily given him a vantage point. I'm trying to think how to describe this. If the former president's podium is that way,
yeah,
the drone would be over here looking, you know, say 200 yards again off this way, looking back. So it would have shown the shooter, we think. Again, this, we're still doing more work on this. So I really want to qualify what I'm saying, but I'm trying to be transparent and lean in here. We think it would have shown him kind of what would have been behind him.
But when you say behind shooter, him, oh, behind the shooter.
Correct. Like, in other words, almost like giving him a rear view mirror of the scene behind him. Except, again, he wasn't flying it overhead while he was later back for the assassination.
But he would have had, with the drone, he would have been able to also assess kind of what, because the stage, I assume, was already set. He'd been able to assess that angle with the rooftop as well, forward and backward, I assume.
Well, certainly going towards the towards the podium. Again, we're still trying to figure out exactly what he saw, because we're having to, in effect, because there's no recording of what he saw during those 11 minutes, you know, our hypothesis at this point, the experts think he would have been live streaming it. And so we're trying to, in effect, say, okay, if this was the flight pattern, given these capabilities of the drone, what would you have seen? What could you have seen for those 11 minutes? And again, it wasn't over the stage or the kind of the hub of the rally. It was about 200 yards away, but it looks like it would have been looking, let's say, you know, length of a football field or so.
Now, there's also this story, and this is the big story of the day, brought to you by our buddy Dr. Mike Veneri of VeneriaDental.com. Call him today to schedule your free dental implant consultation, 856-786-2020, 856-786-2020, or visit VeneriaDental.com, V-A-N-A-R-I-A, VeneriaDental.com. In the minutes leading up to the assassination attempt, even as security officers surrounded the building, Trump was not taken off the stage until the shots rang out. So during the moments leading up to the assassination attempt on Donald Trump, officers were surrounding the sniper's position on the building next to the rally. However, Trump was not taken off the stage during those moments. According to video footage shot by a bystander at the rally, police had attempted to clear the area between the building where Thomas Crooks took his shots at Trump and the rally's perimeter fence an hour before any shots were fired. In the minutes leading up to the assassination attempt, even though security officers appeared to be aware of a threat, the former president was not taken off the stage until the shots rang out. In the moments leading up to the shooting, there were people yelling, "Get out of the way," in the grassy area by the building where Crooks took the shots. I swear, it's ironic. As I break from this article for a moment, I mean, the grassy knoll, the grassy area, it's like, you cannot make this up. You really cannot make this up. "Get out of the way," you heard people yelling, "in the grassy area by the building where Crooks took the shots." The bystander who took the video also said, quote, "There's something going on in this building." As police officers with guns drawn surrounded the sniper's perch that Crooks had taken. As the bystander ran away from the area of the building in the video, 8 shots were heard on the video, and the audio of the aftermath is heard on the video as well. After the shots were fired, Trump was hit in the ear and several others were in the crowd behind him, with one bullet fatally striking Corey Compatore, a former volunteer firefighter who was shielding his family. Crooks was then killed by Secret Service countersnipers who were on adjacent buildings closer to the rally taking place. Crooks had been found to have flown a drone over the rally site in the hours leading up to the shooting. Counter snipers also had been made aware of Crooks being on that roof 90 minutes before the shooting took place. Or at least had been made aware of his presence 90 minutes before the shooting took place. How is this allowed to happen? How does this occur? See, this is why I am glad they're going to have a bipartisan investigation in this. I'm still not convinced we're ever going to get the full truth. Now, the FBI doing an investigation does not make me feel any better. But there's no doubt in my mind here that I think that if you believe this guy had help, or you believe somebody at least was doing everything they possibly could to give a potential assassin the opportunity to do something, whether or not they were actually helping the guy or whether or not they were just making it so damn easy for someone to try, I can't call you a conspiracy theorist, because everything points to this being way worse than just simple human error. It makes you shake your head and go, it's impossible. It can't happen. It just cannot happen. I've been at too many presidential events in my lifetime. I'm not trying to brag or anything. I've been at too many presidential events. This kind of stuff cannot happen. It should not happen unless there's a deliberate reason why something like this could happen. The fact that this guy's on the roof and he's not taken out until after he starts shooting. And come on, flying a drone over the site. People see him. They see the guy. Trump is not taken off the stage. Like, stop. You know, there's more to this, a lot more to this than meets the eye, in my opinion. And I'm certainly not going to let up on it. No question about it. And the corporate media wants you to put this all to bed and not talk about it because they know it helps Trump politically. But we're not going to do that. We refuse to do that. All right, listen, we love summer, but before you know it, we're going to be in the fall. And that's okay, because I love the weather in the fall, particularly in Cape May. Remember, the beach isn't just for the summer. In fact, the beach, and in particular Cape May, well, it's absolutely gorgeous in the fall. The crowds are gone. You can get restaurant reservations very easy. And we'll be back for our next live show on Friday, September 6th. So now is the time to book your stay at the Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey, for a September to remember. The Grand offers special midweek packages so you can enjoy the beach without breaking the bank. Stay two nights, save 10%. Stay three nights, get 10% off and $55 a night in resort credits. Stay five nights, get 10% off and $65 a night in resort credits. Now, you can use the resort credits on site at the property. There's Hemingway's restaurant, great food, great drinks, the gift shop, so much to do. And the Grand has an indoor heated pool, an outdoor heated pool, and it's right by the beach. You'll love it. And, of course, they also offer guest rooms, suites, and townhomes equipped with a kitchenette. And they have two huge heated pools, as I mentioned. So the Grand is my happy place for a reason. Book today. You will not be disappointed. Book directly with them for the best rates by calling 800-257-8550. 800-257-8550. Or visit them online at GrandHotelCapeMay.com. GrandHotelCapeMay.com, my happy place. Also, if you want to book an event, the Grand is your perfect place to host a wedding, baby shower, bridal shower, corporate event, and so much more. Just reach out to my friend Caitlin. She'll take great care of you. And I want to see you there Friday, September 6th for our first live show of the year as we kick off the busy campaign season at my happy place, the Grand Hotel of Cape May. GrandHotelCapeMay.com.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too. What,
you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
The Scioli Show on your schedule from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT in the free Odyssey app.
So in Venezuela, Maduro stole the election, and in a brilliant stroke of Democrat cheating, he stole it so brazenly. People are starting to rise up now in Venezuela, and the military has been deployed to block the people who are very upset. Remember, the Biden administration eased sanctions on Venezuela in exchange for their dirty oil. And they overlook their human rights record. They overlook the corruption of Maduro's government. They did so because they know America needs oil, but to appease the radical green kooks, they don't want to have America actually pump any new oil. So they turned around and let Venezuela do it. So we eased sanctions on Venezuela. And at the very same time we did that, Maduro was able to get more money because he's corrupt, solidify his power, expand his human rights abuses against the people. And then we got their dirty, filthy oil, so that we could turn around and not drill here in the United States of America. And that's what this administration has done. So now people are very upset, and the military has been deployed to try to stop people from uprising because they're upset that their election is going to be stolen and cheated, completely stolen. Venezuela promised Biden-Harris fair elections in exchange for the sanctions relief. Nobody believed that then. And nobody believes it now, and nobody believes that this election was fair, because it wasn't. I believe, if I'm not mistaken, the statistic that I got, I'll check my notes here, was that it was 109.2% Maduro received something like that as the election results. I don't know if that's a joke or if that's true or not, but
I don't think that's true. I think he's at 51% to 44, something like that.
Yeah, probably true.
There are some videos circulating on social media now, which allegedly show the Venezuelan military blocking people from voting yesterday.
Shocking. Heck of a job easing sanctions on them in exchange for their dirty oil so that we don't have to pump any oil here in the United States. And you don't have to worry about the Green New Deal kooks getting upset that we're drilling in places like Anwar and off the coast and other places, as this administration has done everything it possibly could to stop from giving out new drilling permits. And they've been sued and they've been ordered by federal judges to go ahead and give away those permits so that people could drill on federal lands. And they still are in defiance of the court, and they don't comply. They don't want to comply, and they're not going to comply. This is why we need to have change, true change, coming up in November. I'll talk to Daniel Turner about all of this a little bit later in the show today. There's a story from the New York Times, the far right wing New York Times. So obviously take this with a grain of salt, but it's the first negative article about Kamala Harris to come out in about a week. And this is what it says: why the Kamala Harris of 4 years ago could haunt her in 2024. She ran to the left as progressive ideas dominated the last competitive Democrat primary. Now, in a tough general election, Republicans are digging up her old stances. Of course, she's trying to walk all these stances back now. When she ran for president the first time, Kamala Harris darted to the left as she fought for attention from the Democratic Party's liberal wing. Again, I remind you, this is from the far right wing New York Times. Take it with a grain of salt. After she dropped out, social and racial justice protests swept across the country in the summer of 2020. And Ms. Harris joined other Democrats in supporting progressive ideas during what appeared to be a national realignment on criminal justice. One presidential cycle later, with Vice President Harris less than a week into another race for the White House, video clips of her old statements and interviews are being weaponized as Republicans aim to define her as a left-wing radical who is out of step with swing voters. I don't know how these videos are being weaponized, but it's a cute term by the New York Times. Former Vice President Donald Trump is calling out her past positions and statements at his rallies. And on Monday, his campaign began reserving time for television advertisements that are likely to resurface videos of Ms. Harris. The archive is deep, said Brad Todd, a Republican strategist and ad maker who's working with Dave McCormick. He's one of the guys behind that excellent campaign video that McCormick put out last week. We will run out of time before we run out of video clips of Kamala Harris saying wacky California liberal things. I'm just not sure that the rest of the campaign includes much besides that. The first television ads to attack Ms. Harris for her past statements came not from Mr. Trump's campaign, but from Dave McCormick. And we played you that 60-second ad last week. It was excellent. I tweeted it out as well. It was great. It's one of the best political ads I've seen in a very, very long time. She said then that she opposed fracking, would think about abolishing ICE, called the idea of adding more police officers wrong-headed thinking, entertained the idea of allowing felons to vote, and said she supported a mandatory buyback program for guns. By the way, if it's mandatory, then that's called confiscation, just so you know. Mandatory is not optional. Mandatory is mandatory. Therefore, if we're going to say we're buying back your guns, means we're giving you money for them, which would be in line with what the Constitution requires if the government's going to confiscate your property. But nevertheless, it's still confiscation. A mandatory buyback program is confiscation. That's what it is. It's not a conspiracy theory. That's what it is. If I confiscate your driveway to build a road, it's mandatory, and I'm required to compensate you under the takings clause of the United States Constitution, but it's still mandatory. You don't have a choice. If I come in and take your driveway, or I take any of your land for a highway, you don't have a choice. And you can try to sue me and stop me if I'm the government, but good luck. I have to pay you for it, whatever that fair market value is. Although sometimes the government tries to get out of doing that. But no, she wanted a mandatory buyback program for guns. That means we confiscate your weapons, and we pay you for them, the fair market value, in keeping with the takings clause, but it's still a taking. Fracking is a particularly tough issue for Ms. Harris. Banning it was a plank in her energy platform in the 2020 primary race. But fracking remains a key element of the economy in Pennsylvania, perhaps the most important battleground state this year. Quote, said President Trump at a rally on Saturday, she pledged to ban fracking. No fracking. Oh, that's going to do well in Pennsylvania, isn't it? Remember, Pennsylvania, I said it. She wants no fracking. She's on tape. The beautiful thing about modern technology is when you say something, you're screwed if it's bad, the former and future president said. The Harris campaign announced on Friday that the vice president no longer wants to ban fracking, a significant shift from where she stood 4 years ago, but one that is consistent with the policies of President Biden's administration. The Harris campaign will rebut most of the Republican attacks by arguing they are exaggerating and lying about her record. But we have all these things that she said on tape, as President Trump put it, from calls for banning assault weapons to all the other things that she wants to do. And it's all going to come out. Governor Ron DeSantis says the media and the Dems are whitewashing Kamala Harris past her past, whitewashing it to help her in presidential in the race. I'm sure that the left is going to have a lot of problems with him using the term whitewashing. I have no doubts they're probably going to scream racism. But that's exactly what the term is. When you try to erase somebody's record, you call that whitewashing. Nothing racist about it. Nevertheless, they'll probably say it. Cut number four.
You know, the Biden-Harris policies put the Democratic Party in a very precarious situation this election. And then the debate where Biden, they tried to do the basement for 3.5 years, and it was clear after that debate that was not going to happen. So the media really worked hard to push Biden out. And now what you see is all the arteries of the left, the corporate media, Hollywood, academia, they're using all the king's horses and all the king's men to try to put the Democratic Party back together again. And they have to whitewash Harris's background to be able to make her palpable to the American people. But I think we've all seen her. I mean, she's incredibly vapid, even more incredibly liberal, and she doesn't have any accomplishments. In fact, she owns all the policies of the Biden-Harris administration. She owns the border. She owns the inflation. She was there cheerleading that every day for the last 3.5 years. So I don't think it's going to work, but make no mistake about it. You are in for 100 days of massive gaslighting from the corporate press. They're already taking down. There was a website where she was the most liberal senator, GovTrack. They took that down. They're whitewashing things from her past. That's going to continue, and they're going to try to pull the wool over the eyes of the American people.
No doubt they are, but we're not going to let them do it, and all of this is going to come out. It's all going to come out. There was an exchange on Fox News earlier with Harris Faulkner and over Kamala Harris's energy record. So, former Representative Patrick Murphy, who you have heard on various outlets, and he has been a regular on Fox News lately. In fact, I ran into him last time I was at Fox News. Not the last time, but the last time before that last time. I was walking out of the lobby in Fox News. He was walking in to go do Harris Faulkner's show. I had just done America's Newsroom, or I think I was taping with Jimmy or something, but either way. Saw him in the lobby, chatted with him for a few minutes, but he was on there today with Harris Faulkner. And they had a back and forth about this because she's got a terrible record on energy. And so there's Murphy arguing that critics who say that Biden's administration is attempting to eliminate fossil fuels are crazy. This is the exchange. Take a listen.
Well, we don't have 5 months. We have 99 days from today. On rebuttal, Patrick.
We're in double digits. And, you know, David, I love you, brother. But when you say they're trying to get rid of fossil fuels, the facts that the carpet doesn't match the drapes, brother. I mean, we've had fossil fuel production. I'm saying that the audio doesn't match the video here.
Harris, stop when said that the tape. Fossil
fuels, we have
I can't believe he said that.
And we're just going to let that hang out there. What I need you to do is I need you to cut that for me. The carpet doesn't match the drapes. Can you just isolate that audio? I'm going to need it to be put into my soundboard. And we're going to hear that a lot on this program going forward. Typically, when you use that term, you're describing...
Be very careful. I'm going to be very...
I'm going to be very careful. Try to be diplomatic. Let's say you're going on a date with a woman who's got red hair, and you think you're dating a redhead, but it, you know what? I'm just going to let him. You know what? Let's back it up, start it over again, and but her reaction is just fantastic. There, excuse me. That may be my favorite clip of all time. It's very possible here. Again, if you're wondering what the actual term, the carpet match the drapes, means, it usually is used in a much different format than a political record. And, you know, typically it's something a guy winds up being very surprised at on, like, date three. And it's like, oh, I thought you were a redhead. And this is, you know, this is terrible. I'm going to just... Anyway, why don't we just play it again? Yeah, let's do that.
From today, on rebuttal, Patrick.
We're in double digits. And, you know, David, I love you, brother. But when you say they're trying to get rid of fossil fuels, the facts that the carpet doesn't match the drapes, brother. I mean, we've had historic fossil fuel production.
Stop the tape. That does not mean what I think you think it means. You keep saying that, but I don't think it means what you think it means. Yeah. Guys in the Zioli Army, you know what I'm talking about here. The ladies of the Zioli Army, I think you also know what I'm talking about here. And yeah. Okay. Keep going.
It doesn't match a video here, Harris. What he said, that they're against fossil fuels. We have drilled more for oil and natural gas in America than in American history.
Then why does he keep tapping the reserve? Why is he putting us in danger, Biden? And
why is he tapping that if the carpet doesn't match the drapes? And he, I'm, you know what? That came out wrong. That also came out wrong. What I just said came out wrong. This is awkward. This is a very awkward segment. Probably the most awkward one I've done in a long time. But let's keep going, shall we?
Too, since she's always, quote unquote, the president, the last person in the room on every major decision that affects us. Why in the world do they keep tapping the reserve when we know that we're in trouble when you do that and we don't put as much in?
Because gas prices were at over $5 a gallon, and now they're down to $3.42 a gallon.
So none of what you just mentioned in terms of being energy independent, which we are not and don't even sniff it anymore since Trump left office, none of that is making a
difference. Sniffing, we're talking about that too. This is just a weird segment.
The reserves. How is that a competent argument for why you don't want to push out fossil fuel? It's obvious that that's what's happening.
Harris, last summer, he President Biden and Harris authorized the Willow Project, 500,000 more gallons of oil to produce in America.
But it wasn't enough.
Allowed that to happen. And, well, no, we need to do more. I'm not arguing that. We need to do more natural gas.
Because we haven't been doing what we needed to do.
But David can't say they're against.
Where does she stand, by the way, Kamala Harris, on fracking?
Oh, the carpet does not match the drapes there either, for the record. Harris, for the record. I'm gonna move on. Take a quick break. I'm just take a break, right?
Please,
I should take a break.
Yeah, I'm begging you.
Yeah, I'll do that. Take a quick break.
Before I have to just dump the whole segment.
Yeah. Probably smart to do. 40 days up to 40 pounds. Say it with me, guys. 40 days up to 40 pounds. Shed that summer vacation weight by reaching out to NJ Diet. You will lose a contractually guaranteed 20 to 40 plus pounds in only 40 days. And without any shots. See, NJ Diet's all natural. They use your hair, saliva, and blood work, along with bioenergetic scans to personalize natural solutions and supplements that get your body into the fat-burning zone so you can finally lose that weight. Then NJ Diet uses DNA info to help you keep it off. And best of all, it's contractually guaranteed you are fully supervised the entire time to make sure you are burning fat and not just losing water. And you even get the doctor's personal email and phone number. Locations in Newark, Delaware, King of Prussia, and Cherry Hill, or available worldwide with live online video consultations. Call 855-5-NJ-DIET. That's 855-5-NJ-DIET. Or schedule your consultation today by going to njdiet.com. You can do this. You can lose the weight. You can feel great. And it's guaranteed. And forget the shots. They're banned by a lot of countries in Europe. Got to do them the rest of your life. And there's all kinds of side effects. So do it the right way. The NJ Diet way. NJDiet.com.
Thanks for listening to the Zioli Show podcast from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the Odyssey app.
I don't know if I can stream at 5. Honestly, I'm dying here and I'm stuffy. I can barely breathe. I don't know if it's going to make for good television.
Yeah, I, you know what I mean? Agree with you. It's not a necessity. It's totally up to you. If you want to do it, we can.
I keep having to blow my nose. Well, I got like, you know, because if you're just joining me, I had deviated septum surgery on Friday. Brutal pain in the neck. If you ever had to do it, I mean, you know, it hurts like hell. But I can't breathe till the doctor cleans out my nose on Wednesday. Ugh. So I got sprays and all kinds of things. And I'm, you know, so I think we pass for today. I don't think anyone needs to see this.
No, I agree.
You know what I mean?
I'm trying not even to look into that studio. I'm trying to avoid.
Yeah. No, nobody needs to see. If you really want to see me on video, you can go back and watch. I was on Fox News Saturday night with Jimmy Fallon and Piers Morgan, too. That was fun. That was Saturday night. You can go watch that. You didn't see it, DeSantis, did you? Of course not. You never watched it on TV. Hell with you.
I was at a wedding on Saturday night.
Well, they aired it again on Sunday. You could have watched it then.
Well, I didn't catch it on Sunday either.
Unbelievable.
I'm going to watch it. I'll watch it. My dad always watches it. He says you were excellent once again.
Did he? Oh, yeah. Well, tell him I said thank you. Tell him I said thank you very much. I appreciate it.
He's your
that.
Biggest fan.
By
the way,
yes.
Can I also throw out, at the wedding, a lot of people love you as
no
well.
No kidding.
Yeah, they weren't watching Saturday night because obviously they were attending the wedding, but a lot of praise for Rich Zeoli.
Where was this wedding?
It was in Malvern.
Really?
Yeah.
Very cool. Did they tell you that because they knew who you were?
No, they listened well before I was associated with the program. They were listening when you were back in mornings.
Look at that.
Yeah.
And they're still listening today in afternoons.
Yeah, despite me being a part of it.
You can't go anywhere, DeSantis. You got to stay, you know.
I hope so.
So, I guess Biden's still alive. Huh? He's going to make a pitch for his Supreme Court overhaul coming up soon. The animatronic Joe Biden, still on loan from Walt Disney World, from Epcot Center. He's going to make his pitch for Supreme Court overhaul coming up soon. We might dip into it in the 5 o'clock hour. I don't know, just to see if I can tell whether or not it's actually artificial intelligence or not. Failed musical theater performer Nina Jankowicz. You remember her. She was going to run the White House disinformation board. She was going to be the disinformation czar. Well, she sued. And the judge came out and said, yes, Nina, you really were a censor. And this is excellent. I got a great piece on this, which I'm going to share with you in the 5 o'clock hour. And Karens for Kamala. Karens for Kamala. Crazy, crazy white women who are coming out to try to help Kamala Harris get elected president of the United States. But before I take a break here, I want to just play this clip for you now. So this is... Secretary Janet Yellen, who, of course, sounds very much like a serial killer when she speaks. Buffalo Bill from Silence of the Lambs. We need Henry here. We really do. That's why we really miss Henry whenever we do a clip of her. But if you're wondering what the green transition will cost you, the green transition, all right, how much it's going to cost you, she outlines a number. She's speaking at the in Brazil. And this is the number that she gives, and this is no less than this number. So it's going to be, could be more, but no less than this, cut 24.
But being so close to the magnificent Amazon is also a reminder that the transition to a lower carbon global economy is also the single greatest opportunity of the 21st century. The transition will require no less than $3 trillion in new capital from many sources each year between now and 2050. This can be leveraged to support pathways to sustainable and inclusive growth, including for countries that have historically received less investment.
$3 trillion, no less than. $3 trillion. 30 minutes of nonstop talk coming up straight ahead for you. Don't go away.
Rich Zeoli, weekday afternoons, 3 to 7. Talk Radio 1210, WPHT, and on the free Odyssey app.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move! You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever. And the worst part? Hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
I don't know if I can stream at 5. Honestly, I'm dying here, and I'm stuffy. I can barely breathe. I don't know if it's going to make for good television.
Yeah, I, you know what I mean? Agree with you. It's not a necessity. It's totally up to you. Yeah. If you want to do it, we can.
I keep having to blow my nose. Well, I got, like, you know, because if you're just joining me, I had deviated septum surgery on Friday. A brutal pain in the neck. If you ever had to do it, I mean, you know, it hurts like hell, but I can't breathe till the doctor cleans out my nose on Wednesday. So I got sprays and all kinds of things, and I'm, you know, so I think we pass for today. I don't think anyone needs to see this.
No, I agree.
You know what I mean?
I'm trying not even to look into that studio. I'm trying to avoid.
Yeah. Nobody needs to see. If you really want to see me on video, you can go back and watch. I was on Fox News Saturday night with Jimmy Fallon and Piers Morgan, too. That was fun. That was Saturday night. You can go watch that. You didn't see it, DeSantis, did you? Of course not. You never watched it on TV. Hell with you.
I was at a wedding on Saturday night.
Well, they aired it again on Sunday. You could have watched it then.
Well, I didn't catch it on Sunday either.
Unbelievable.
I'm going to watch it. I'll watch it. My dad always watches it. He says you were excellent once again.
Did he? Oh, yeah. Well, tell him I said thank you. Tell him I said thank you very much. I appreciate it.
He's your biggest fan. By the way, can I also throw out, at the wedding, a lot of people love you as
no
well.
No kidding.
Yeah, they weren't watching Saturday night because obviously they were attending the wedding, but a lot of praise for Rich Zeoli.
Where was this wedding?
It was in Malvern.
Really?
Yeah.
Very cool. Did they tell you that because they knew who you were?
No, they listened well before I was associated with the program. They were listening when you were back in mornings.
Look at that. Yeah. And they're still listening today in afternoons.
Yeah, despite me being a part of it.
You can't go anywhere, DeSantis. You got to stay, you know.
I hope so.
So, I guess Biden's still alive. Huh? He's going to make a pitch for his Supreme Court overhaul coming up soon. The animatronic Joe Biden, still on loan from Walt Disney World, from Epcot Center. He's going to make his pitch for Supreme Court overhaul coming up soon. We might dip into it in the 5 o'clock hour, I don't know, just to see if I can tell whether or not it's actually artificial intelligence or not. Failed musical theater performer Nina Jankowicz. You remember her. She was going to run the White House Disinformation Board. She was going to be the disinformation czar. Well, she sued, and the judge came out and said, yes, Nina, you really were a censor. And this is excellent. I got a great piece on this, which I'm going to share with you in the 5 o'clock hour. And Karen's for Kamala. Karen's for Kamala. Crazy, crazy white women who are coming out to try to help Kamala Harris get elected president of the United States. But before I take a break here, I want to just play this clip for you now. So this is Secretary Janet Yellen, who, of course, sounds very much like a serial killer when she speaks, Buffalo Bill from Silence of the Lambs. We need Henry here. We really do. That's why we really miss Henry whenever we do a clip of her. But if you're wondering what the green transition will cost you, the green transition, all right, how much it's going to cost you, she outlines a number. She's speaking at the in Brazil, and this is the number that she gives, and this is no less than this number. So it's going to be, could be more, but no less than this, cut 24.
But being so close to the magnificent Amazon is also a reminder that the transition to a lower carbon global economy is also the single greatest opportunity of the 21st century. The transition will require no less than $3 trillion in new capital from many sources each year between now and 2050. This can be leveraged to support pathways to sustainable and inclusive growth, including for countries that have historically received less investment.
No less than $3 trillion. 30 minutes of nonstop talk coming up straight ahead for you. Don't go away.
Rich Zeoli, weekday afternoons, 3 to 7. Talk Radio 1210, WPHT, and on the free Odyssey app.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.